Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
You want to win some HTO, a free iced tea and a free coffee drink, including root beer and root beer tea lattes? You can enter a contest to win one of each right now. Just text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. You can get one of each of those at either Wichita location or in Derby. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Again, that's tea to 20357. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us here on KFH or on the Odyssey app. Thanks for watching us on our video stream, Facebook, YouTube X. It's Jake Albrock. It's Tommy Caster. It's TJ Cleland. We're getting ready for a college basketball game night that, I got to be honest, it's not as exciting as we maybe thought it was going to be to have something like that on a Tuesday night, because we've got two programs in free fall right now in Wichita State and K-State. We spent a little time with each yesterday, both playing at home tonight. Wichita State's a 10-point favorite against Charlotte. K-State is a 6.5 home dog against Texas Tech. Fellas, these have been, a nightmare season, I think, for K-State, and then a nightmare stretch, at least to open AAC play for Wichita State. I think the Shockers are harder to figure because K-State, we've seen this sort of coming for a while. Wichita State's is kind of out of nowhere the last few weeks as to where they were early in the season. I think that bigger picture, and I'll get y'all's take on this, Tommy, bigger picture for me, the greater concern is with Wichita State. K-State, if this season continues to fall apart, they are the correct NIL class away from turning it around in 1 year, right? Like that's, I don't think that's completely unreasonable or out of the question. They just ponied up that way. This season, it's not working. Wichita State, to me, creates a much greater danger because, A, they're not going to be putting together that kind of NIL class. I think that pipe dream dies with every unsuccessful year, and I think it will be harder to get back for them what they are losing over these past couple of years with these really bad conference seasons.
I think the one thing that you are leaving out, though, about Kansas State, and I'm not suggesting you're minimizing the concern there, but what you haven't mentioned is that I think even though they probably are one NIL class away from turning it around, it does call into question the abilities of Jerome Tang to be the one to shepherd that, to bring in.
They can make that change.
You're right, but then you're going through a head coaching search, you're doing all of that, and I don't think that Gene Taylor especially is quite at the point to, entertain pulling the plug on Jerome Tang in Manhattan. At least I don't think so. I haven't heard the indication that he is, but I think it does call
too early for
I think it does call into question, though. You know, yeah, they might be one NIL class away from getting it right, but can Jerome Tang be the person to go ahead and get the next NIL class for that to be successful for Kansas State?
No, I think that those questions are being asked about both of these programs.
Sure.
By just about everybody. I can tell you, TJ, I was up in Manhattan for the game this weekend, and it's, that's what people ask me, and I'm like, guys, I don't know what to tell you. They're asking that same question about Wichita State because that's what we do when there are struggles. Wichita State is not poised for anything like that. And quite frankly, in fairness, it's too early there for something like that, I think. It's really, when it comes to K-State, it's how much goodwill did you bring up with an Elite Eight run? And I'm telling you guys, like K-State, like I don't even know, they still don't have, unless you consider Cincinnati, who again is 0-4 in Big 12 play, they still don't have a good win this season. Like not any of them. Wichita State has several. I think Wichita State's chances to turn this around and be okay the rest of the way are far, far higher than K-State's.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that, you know, you talked about that. That's only what people want to talk about. And it's true that, you know, if you talk to anybody on the street about Shocker basketball or K-State basketball, if a team is struggling, they're going to ask, you know, what's the buyout? You know, what's it going to take for this to happen?
That's what we do with any college
and basketball. It's true. And I'll say, you know, I know you said at the beginning of the segment here that, you know, it's not as exciting as we wanted it to be. I think for me, maybe it's a college basketball sicko. I think that the more that these teams go into free fall, the more entertaining it gets because you get to see what the thought process is behind the athletic directors, behind the fan support, behind these coaches. What are you going to change? What are you going to do differently? And I think that tonight's a huge night for Wichita State. You get a team at home. You're 10-point favorites. You've basically been 10-point favorites the past two or three games, I believe. I think you're underdogs at Temple. It's so interesting, and it's just, I don't know, because you said, Jacob, I agree with the sentiment that you said that it's kind of a bigger deal that Wichita State's going into free fall right now because this is a team that has like 8 or 9 seniors on it. You're not going to have this team back next year. It's not like you're building towards anything with this group. If this doesn't work, Paul Mills is going to have to start over one way or another, and the only thing that you can get from this group
start over without the NIL resources of a program like K-State. And that's what makes that over, right. I mean, there is also the, you know, there's also the argument to be made that starting over, okay, like that's not that big a deal because they're not winning like they're supposed to. So we just talk about the and people that listen to the show know, like I'm a Cowboys fan, you know, for whatever that's worth, like less, like it doesn't, I lose or gain no joy anymore really with the Cowboys, but I'm a Cowboys fan. I can talk about those coaching searches and have fun with it and wish and, you know, have desire for changes and all that stuff. And it doesn't really impact things that happen with Wichita State and K-State impact us personally. And that does, like, we can all pretend like we're statues and we don't have, like, emotion involved in this job and we can just, oh, yeah, we'll just, you know, whatever. That's not the way it is. Like, you develop relationships, you like or dislike people on a personal level. This stuff sucks locally. Like, it's not fun locally to have to even entertain some of these conversations. And honestly, for Wichita State, we've been doing that since Shaq Morris came forward in a report. It's been uncomfortable consistently and constantly at Wichita State. Who should get the job in Greg Marshall's wake? Is it enough? Is he winning enough? Is that been enough? Now you make a change administratively. Now you make a change at coach. Is that coach doing a good enough job? Meanwhile, the fans just keep showing up less and less. Like, that sucks. I hate it. It's not fun. It's far less fun. Like, you can't even, it's hard not to get caught up in just how sad it makes you. Like, it makes me sad. I was sick to my stomach Saturday looking down and seeing what was happening against UTSA. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, this sucks. It sucks. Rick says that I always say Wichita State's in a good NIL spot because they don't have football. No, Rick, you're misquoting me. I say Wichita State should be in a good NIL spot because they don't have football. I don't think that should be is happening because they haven't been splashy in the NIL world yet. I don't, you know, here's what happens when we talk about NIL with Wichita State, Tommy. Compared to our peers, we're in a great place. But the reality is none of us think the peers are UTSA and Charlotte, right? Like, the peers are Memphis, if anybody, in the league. And then a level higher. That's what we all think of Wichita State. I don't think the NIL has reflected that yet, but that's where they should be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that even back in the heyday of Shocker basketball, Final Four run, undefeated season, all of that, you were comparing, and when I say you, collectively, we were all comparing Wichita State to programs like Villanova and Xavier and Gonzaga and, you know, programs like that. You know, back in the Valley days, everybody had Wichita State on par with Creighton. You know, like that was kind of the benchmark for this program. Anybody think that the Shockers are anywhere near the quality of program of those? And I know Villanova has fallen off with Jay Wright, but still, like, I mean, I think from a you know, realistic perspective, it's nowhere near that right now. And it's nowhere near that from an NIL perspective, obviously. It's nowhere near that from a quality of play on the court perspective, from a recruiting perspective, from a support in the community perspective. Like, it's not there right now. And can it get back? Sure it can. But it really gets harder and harder with each game in a season that you had expectations higher and you're losing to clearly inferior opponents.
I think that the worst part about building on what Tommy said here, sorry, is what I said, it's a fully senior group. And the part that sucks the most about this for the Shockers and for Shocker fans is that if NIL was a thing 10 years ago, we wouldn't have this conversation today. If you could go back in the time machine and start paying players back whenever they were in the Final Four and they were undefeated, because you know that the support that they had, it would be tenfold of NIL support for this program. And, you know, being a person that watches Shocker basketball, I don't want to donate my money towards a product that's not going to give me any return on investment, even if the investment is happiness. I'm not going to pay for a team to go lose games. And that's what sucks the most, is that this is a group that's full of seniors, and that's the only thing that they can really give you. Nobody expected this team to go make an Elite Eight run or anything like that, but if you can build a little bit of excitement with a group that's full of seniors, you can start filling the arena back up. Then that starts coming in, and then it helps you recruit more kids, and it's not going to happen. And frankly, they're going to have to go do this with a bunch of, you know, college freshmen and, you know, maybe junior college players next year, because you're going to have a completely new roster and you're not going to have the excitement.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Excitement to go build a great one.
I think it's a good point. This was the bridge year, right? This was the year where they get back to the top, near the top of the American, and build that momentum. And that's still on the table, by the way. You know, that's the American is not daunting. There are two teams that we can definitively say are better in Memphis and North Texas, and that's it. Otherwise, Wichita State ought to be able to win every other game they play, no matter where they play it. Now, that's where they should be. They're obviously not there. I think we've seen that, or at least glimpses of that at points this season. Let them get Ronnie DeGray back, see if he can cure whatever this defensive liability issue that's been there. Maybe. Like, their maybe is much higher than K-State's. But for Wichita State, it's not, to Rick's point, that they should be in a good – look, they paid Greg Marshall top five money, okay? That's what is out there. That's what they're capable of. I got here in 2014, and since then, Clee Anthony Early, Fred VanVleet, Ron Baker, Landry Shamet, Austin Reeves, if you count him, Jamie Echenique, Craig Porter, Dexter Dennis, Ricky Council, all in the NBA. We see any of that kind of talent out there right now? And so you've got to – this isn't just some team in the American. This is a team that consistently puts players in the league. It's a program that has made a head coach a top five paid head coach in the country. that's why they should be in a good NIL spot. But unless they start winning a bunch of games, this is not the same donor base as K-State. You don't have hundreds of thousands of alumni who can bring that. That's not how this works for Wichita State. You've got a smaller group of really big time boosters. And if you can get them excited, it's all you need, because you don't have football. They just can't get them excited because they can't win any dadgum games. And that, you know, hopefully it starts tonight.
And you know what?
In Charlotte.
You know what? Like, if there can be any kind of spark of excitement, any, like, even any, like, glimpse of, like, okay, the page is starting to turn. And I think going back to, like, beating K-State by 20 at home, that should have been a spark. That should have been something that could have turned the page, and you use that to propel you into conference play, all of that. They follow it up with, you know, almost, or they struggled against Friends at times, you know, in that game. They followed it up with losing to some of the worst teams in college basketball in conference play. I mean, that spark has totally been extinguished.
And it wasn't just K-State. They had other good wins against good programs. Like, that's
75
the crazy
in the country
thing.
Yep.
I don't know where this came from. We're coming back. Hour number two. Stick with us. Three-man booth here for Sports Daily. Don't go away.